Baha'is to plan for leaders' visit. Saturday, April 13, 1912. Baltimore. Baltimore followers are to meet tomorrow to arrange reception. Baltimore followers of Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the Persian philosopher, will meet tomorrow morning at the home of Edward D. Struven, Rolling Road, Catonsville, and make plans for his visit to Baltimore, probably on April 21st. The venerable Persian, a descendant of royal princes, was met in New York on Thursday by more than 300 of his leading followers, including a delegation from Baltimore. The Baltimoreans, who gave him their greeting and invited him here, were Mr. and Mrs. Struven, Mrs. Andrew Thompson, Miss Gertrude Stanwood, Mrs. R. B. Chapman, and Miss Emma F. Holmes. Catholics, Protestants, Jews, and Mohammedans are among those who honored him at the pier and at subsequent receptions at the Hotel Ansonia. Abdu'l-Abbas is one of the most picturesque religious leaders in the world today. Although he is only 68 years old, 40 years in a Turkish prison where he was sent with his father, a prince, gave him the appearance of much greater age. He has a long white beard and a white turban, and wears long flowing robes, such as are worn by the Persians of rank. He has come here chiefly to deliver an address on universal peace at Lake Mohonk, but he will also urge his religious system, which aims at human solidarity. He hopes to see all nations and all religions united. In this country, he has about 5,000 followers, some of whom regard him as the greatest religious teacher since Jesus and Muhammad. Since the New Turks came to power in Turkey, he has been released and has been able to travel and extend his religious ideas. This is his first visit to America, although his followers here have frequently urged him to come, and many have made pilgrimages to Egypt, where he has last lived, to confer with him.